Okay. Welcome back, everyone. We thank our sponsor for this month, Rosenberg and Simons PC, for sponsoring the month of learning. We appreciate that. So we have this week a double sedra, Bahar B'chukosai. So we're going to take one pasuk from Parshas Bahar and try to just talk about the different shittos in the Rishonim on this pasuk. As you see, it's broken up, Rashi, Rambam, Ramban. There's one typo I'll explain to you as we get there, hopefully. But there are some very, very important, in terms of the pasuk, machloksim that go on here. And then also fundamentally, just in terms of understanding different types of mitzvahs, unique types of mitzvahs that exist, with this particular pasuk potentially being one of them. So it's kedai to pay attention in terms of the prat that we're dealing with, and also the klalim that that come out. So the pasuk tells us in Parshas Bahar, "Ha'aretz lo simachel tzmisus." We'll translate it literally for now. The land shall not be sold eternally or in perpetuity, permanently. "Ha'aretz lo simachel tzmisus." The word tzmisus is an interesting word, which we teach that way, which I think Rashi somewhere here is going to say. Mechira psuka olamis, an eternal, permanent sale. If you look in the Ksava Kabbalah, he has a very, very geshmak shoresh for tzmisus tzadi mem. He is assuming, which not everyone agrees with this later on, but he's assuming, like Rav Hirsch, that there are two-letter shorashim in the Hebrew language. So tzadi mem means to almost to constrict, which in this case sounds counterintuitive because we're saying it's in perpetuity, it's forever. But if you look there, he has a beautiful explanation of how selling the land, litzmisus, is actually compacting the ability to use the land in the Kedushas Haaretz, and that's also how the pasuk here is able to be used for by the Tanayim, the fact they're not allowed to make even a temporary sale to Goyim if it's mafkia, the Kedushas Haaretz, if you're going to be mafkia, the Kedusha of the land, by selling it to them. So that's constricting the Kedusha of the land, is taking away from it. That's also the pshat in Tzom, when we fast. So our body is compressed a little bit because the moisture and the fat and the protein that we have in our body dissipates a little over the day, dissolves a little bit, so the limbs become smaller, everything constricts. So all the words come back to tzadi mem of tzmisus. So here too, the tzmisus, the way we're translating it, means eternity, but it might have a more interesting, come from an interesting shoresh. Va'aretz lo simacher litzmisus, ki li ha'aretz, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, it's my land, ki gerim b'sashav ma'atem imadi. You are just, strangers that are living in the land. You're just renting here. Yeah. Rashi here explains, "Va'aretz lo simacher litein lav al chazaras sados lebailim biyovel," which means there's an iser lav, a new iser lav that sounds like Rashi saying we didn't know of until this pasuk. Lo simacher, there's a lav of chazaras sados lebailim biyovel. We know there's a mitzvah of yovel. That means in the 50th year you're going to have a chazaras hasados, which the psukim told us about. But here we're getting a lav, we're getting an iser that you have to make sure that the sados go back to the bailim. Shelo yehei alokeach kovsha. Says Rashi, the lav here is on the lokeach, the buyer, the one who bought this land however many years ago, comes yovel, he has to make sure not to be kovish land, not to hold on to it, suppress it, and keep it back from its rightful owner. He can't hold on to it and refuse to return it to the owner, come yovel. Okay, litzmisus we already touched, and the kili haaretz is an interesting line, al tere veinecha bash, ein shelcha, don't be so dejected about it, it's not your land anyway, so you shouldn't feel so opposed to the fact that it has to go back to its ancestral owners. Okay. So Rashi here teaches that the arts lo simach litzmisus is a lav on the buyer, on the lokeach. How do you know that? The word simacher shouldn't be sold. So how do you know that it's not referring to the seller, the merchant who sold the land originally, the original owner? I don't know what the lav would be yet, but that he can't sell in perpetuity or something like that. So lichora, what tipped off Rashi is very simple. The pasuk doesn't say va'aretz lo simkor litzmisus. Doesn't say that you shouldn't sell the land in perpetuity. It says lo simacher, which is a passive formulation, which seems to mean that, like we said originally, it shall not be sold eternally. Now, if you wanted to tell me not to sell it eternally, so say lo simkor, don't sell it eternally. But the Torah phrases it lo simacher because it's not the seller, apparently, according to Rashi, who's violating the Isser, but rather it's the buyer by allowing it to have been sold for eternity by being kovish the land in that 50th year. So that's where Rashi L'chayra comes up this pshat in lo simacher, that it's in the passive tense, lo simacher litzmisus, you shouldn't be responsible for it having been sold, litzmisus, in perpetuity, by holding on to it, kam yova. The Meshech Chachma you have in source number two, the Meshech Chachma Rebbe Simcha is bothered that Rashi is telling us there's an issue here, that the lokeach can't be kovesh the land, he can't hold on to it, kam yovel. So the Meshech Chachma says, what's the point of this issue? We already have an issue for this. There's an issue of lo sigzel. we could dan on whether there's gzela by karka. Either we're assuming like the people who hold there's yesh gzela by karka in Tanayim, or we're assuming that there's still an isser even if it's not the full isser. But it's lechora no worse than lo sigzel, or I don't know, hasagas gvul, you call it something, but it's an isser of being taking land that's not right for your years. So according to the Meshech Chacham says, according to Rashi, why do I need a new lav of shaloi ha'elokeach kovsha? It's just gezel. It's just taking away the land that's not yours. When Yovel comes, there's something called Afkaita de Malka, which maybe we'll come back to touch on a little bit, which means that once Yovel comes, the land that you own as the buyer is it's hefker. It's totally taken out of your possession by the Torah's command of Yovel of Chazar Sasados. So now when the land during Yovel goes back to its original owner, Al Pi Halacha, you could be kovish it. If you're being kovish it, what does that mean? It means you're stealing it from the guy who really owns it. So it's not a new isser. Why is Rashi telling us that you needed another pasuk of ha'art lo simachal itzmisus? It's just gezel. So the Meshech Chachma is really making some assumptions here. Maybe it's kedai just to break down what the assumptions are. We're not going to spend too much time answering it, but he's assuming two things which really force his question. Be'emes, there are two ways to conceive of the hafka of Yovel, meaning we sell a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael. Then comes Yovel 10 years later, 50 years later, whatever the case might be, and Yovel is mafkia. It undoes that kinyan and it gives the karka back to the original owner, correct? So how do you conceive of that? You have to think carefully here. How do you look at that upheaval, that the land used to be yours, now all of a sudden magically it's not yours anymore? How do we see that? How do we view that? So there's two possible ways to view it. The first way to view it is that the whole mechira, the whole sale in the first place, was really a mechira lizman. Meaning it was always a temporary sale. So if I'm standing 30 years before Yovel, when I make my sale of this piece of land, it's with the understanding that Yovel is coming in 30 years, which means I'm selling this land to you for 30 years. It's a 30-year sale. It's a mechir lezman. That's one possibility, right? The other possibility is that no, be'emes, I'm really selling this land for all eternity. I'm making no stipulation that it has to go back at any point. I'm selling this land in perpetuity, so to speak, in theory. In practice, what's going to happen is that in 30 years, Yovel's going to come and take away that kinyan, take away your acquisition. But my sale was a complete sale. It just happens to be that Yovel comes and undoes the sale. So again, do we view it as from the get-go, from the start, when I sold my land, so I was really only selling it until Yovel, that was sort of built in contractually to our deal? Or no, I sold it for all eternity, but Yovel's going to come at some point and undo our kinyan. That's the two possibilities of how to look at the concept of Yovel being mafkia, the kinyan of the karka. What's the nafkamina? So imagine the following case. Imagine you sold, let me try to get this right, you sold your land to your friend. You sold it without making any stipulations. You're selling it for as long as it'll be with him. And you did so when Yovel was still noheg. And Yovel was supposed to come in 15 years. It was still Azman when Yovel was noheg. And then half of Klal Yisrael leaves Eretz Yisrael, so now Yovel is not Noeg anymore. We don't have Yovel in Eretz Yisrael when we don't have, whatever, Kol Yoshev Ha'Ela. So now we're holding in a time where Yovel is not Noeg. So is the land still yours forever now because there's no Yovel to undo it? Or no, when I sold it to you, I had in mind that in 15 years it was going to be Yovel and the land was not going to be yours anymore. It was a Mechir Lizman. So if it was a Mechir Lizman from the outset, from the get-go, even if Yovel is no longer Noeg, maybe the whole sale was only a temporary sale, a mechir lizman mesuyam. But if we say that no, the sale is a full sale forever, for all eternity, elamai, Yovel comes at some point and undoes it, so okay, but if you create a nafkamina case where there is no Yovel after you sold it, so it's not going to be mafkiyet, and the land will just stay with the buyer forever. So those are the two ways to conceive of this concept of mechiris karka when Yovel is noeg, whether the Yovel is just mafkiyet or whether it's a mechir lizman. I don't really have time for this, but I still want to share it. I once thought that if you learn like the second sad, this chakira, we'll see it soon, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik has. Reb Chaim has in Sefer this chakira. So I once thought, I've never really confirmed it, but I once thought this second sad and the chakira might solve another issue. The Tosfos Maseches Kedushin on Daf Ches say that an Eved Ivri is not the nikne b'chalipin. You can't acquire an Eved Ivri, a Jewish servant, with chalipin, with kinyan suder. An Eved Kenayni can, but an Eved Ivri you cannot. So why not? What's the difference between an Eved Ivri and an Eved Kenayni? So the Tosos in Kedushin just say it's a Gzeiras HaKasev. But the Tosos in Kuf, I wrote it down, but I just lost it, Kuf Tzadi Hei, I think. Kuf Tzadi Hei, Sivkat Nches, the Tosos HaChoshen quotes the Tosos elsewhere in Erechin. I think the Rav Shechter likes to say that all the old editions said it was Erevin. It's really Erechin. So the new editions have it right in Erechin. So the Tosos in Erechin and Daf Lamed say that any item which is Choser Lebailim, Any item which is something which is not a permanent sale, but rather something which goes and comes back, amatana amanas lahafzir, something like that, you can't use a kinyan sudar, you can't use chalipin to be kona that item. So, okay, the idea is basically that a kinyan chalipin is a little bit of a weaker, different type of a kinyan, different type of a way of acquiring something. If the whole acquisition is so tenuous that really it's going to go and come back, it's a matana lamas lahachzir, it's a schirus, it's she'ela, something like that, where it goes and comes, you can't use chalipin to do that. And the so says, that's the pshat by Eved Ivri as well. By an Eved Ivri, it's not la'olam bahem ta'avodu. Rather, it's a kinyan l'shah. It's only a kinyan for those 6 years of service. After that, the Eved Ivri goes back to himself and doesn't work for you anymore. So therefore, you can't use chalipin by an Eved Ivri. Good, so far, that's Tosas Ashita. The Ktsos quotes the Tosas in Arachin to give you the reasoning for that. So based on that, the Ktsos is very bothered by Akasha. Very bothered. He said, what's the source for kinyan chalipin? Sinyani Dioma, what's the source? Rus, Boaz. V'shalav Ishnaolo, that he takes off his shoe and he does a kinyan chalipin. V'nasan l'ra'e'u. So that case of chalipin, what was he acquiring? He was acquiring land in Eretz Yisrael from the Yoresh, right? That it's land that we're talking about in our parsha. Bizman Sha Yovel Noeg, he was acquiring land that presumably when he was acquiring it, what would happen when Yovel came again? It would go right back to the original owner, the ancestral owner of that land. So the Ktos says the very pasuk that teaches us the Kinyan Chalipin is a case of a Mechir Lizman. It's a case where you're going to buy land in Eretz Yisrael. That land is eventually going to go back to its original owner. And that's where we see Boaz used Kinyan Chalipin, Kinyan Suder, to buy the land. So isn't that a stira to this Tosos? Tosos say that you can't have chalipin by something which is a mechir lezman, which is only a temporary sale. So I thought that that's true in one side of the chagira. If you think that the whole sale of land in Eretz Yisrael that goes back in Yovel is because the whole sale from the beginning is defined by the Torah as a temporary sale, a mechir lezman, so that's taka a good question. How do you have chalipin on a mechir lezman? But that's not really the pshat in Yovel. The pshat in Yovel is that you sell this land forever. Then Yovel comes along and magically undoes the kinyan. But the kinyan itself was originally an eternal kinyan that gets beat by Yovel later on, overpowered by Yovel later on. So it's not a mechir lizman. So you could use chalipin for that. It's true, practically speaking, it's lizman. Practically speaking, the land is going to go back to the original owner. But that's not fundamentally true in the kinyan itself. So the Ktosis Kasha, if that's true, would disappear according to that Tzad and the Chakira. I don't know, Ayinalov, that's a suggestion. Either way, the Meshech Chachma that we started with was bothered that Rashi says it's a lav in the Lokeach, that he's going to hold on to the land, come Yovel. That's not right. It's supposed to go back to the original owner. So the Meshech Chachma is bothered. Isn't that just Gezela? So maybe the Meshech Chachma here too is assuming one side of the Chakira. If you assumed the whole Mechira was a Mechira Lizman, so then come the time of Yovel, the Zman is over. So the Karka goes back to the original owner. So if that's true, then when you're Kovach the land, so you're doing Gezela. You're stealing it from the ownership of the person who it's supposed to go back to. But if we assume like the second Sad, that this wasn't a Mechir Lezman. This was a Mechir La'olam. This was a eternal sale in perpetuity. And then Yovel comes and it's Mafkia, it undoes the Kinyan. So then in a case where the Lokeach says, I won't let Yovel win, I won't let Yovel take over my land, I'm going to hold on to it with all of my might, I'm Kovesh, the land that I bought from you. So then in such a case, he's not over on Isser Gzela. It's not Gzela, because it's still his, it's still in his property. He's being over on being called Mevatel an Essay, or an Isser Essay, or a Lav, of not allowing the land to go back to its rightful owner. But it's not Isser Gzela. So the Meshech Chachma's problem only gets started, this is, you could argue with what we're saying, but we have to get into Afkaita the Malka and Afkaita the Gavra if we wanted to really deal with it. But L'chora, the Meshech Chachma, Reb Meir Simcha, is assuming that since it's a Mechir Lezman, so then when it comes time for Yovel, it's really the original owners again, and now I'm holding on to it, that's Gezela. But according to the other Tzad and Reb Chaim's Chakira, it's really a Mechir La'olam, so then as long as I hold on to it, I'm preventing it from going back to the original owner. That's not Gezela, that's a new Isra, V'ha'aretz lo simacher litzmisus. That's one assumption the Meshech Chachma is making. The other assumption is more basic, which is, why is this Akasha? The Minchas Chinuch at the end of Mitzvah Shin Lametes, where he talks about the Arzal Simachal Esmisus. So the Minchas Chinuch also says that Rashi holds that it's Gezela. And he says, I think he used the words Vizet Pashut, meaning it's simple. There's two Lavin. When, according to Rashi, when a guy refuses to give the land back to the original owner come the time of Yovel, he's over on two separate lavin. First of all, he's over on Lo Sigzel, because he's stealing the land. And second of all, he's over on the lav, or the iser, of Ha'aretz Lo Simachal Etzmisus. I don't know what's so bad about that. So there's two lavin that he's over. So the Minchas Chinuch just doesn't think it's a kash at all. Yeah, Meshech Chacham is bothered, but and he gives a mahalach. We didn't put it on the page, but lechora it's not a kasha for either of those two reasons. Either it's not true, the assumption, or who cares if he's over on two lavin? What's the big deal to say that? Yeah, if you keep going down the source sheet, source number three, you have Ramban. It's in the section Shitas HaRambam, but it's there for a reason. The Ramban is bothered with Rashi's pshat in the pasuk for a very basic reason. If the pasuk meant to tell us that there's a lav on the lokeach, on the buyer, that he can't hold on to the land once the yovel comes around. So then the pasuk should have said, "Va'aretz lo sikne litzmisus." You shall not acquire it eternally in perpetuity. The pasuk uses the wording of simacher. Yeah, we noted it's passive, which I think is a good defense of Rashi. But the Ramban says it would have been better if it were talking in lashon of kinyan. Don't be kona the land. Lo simacher sounds like it's dealing with the actual act of mechira, the actual sale itself. So then what's the pshat in the pasuk? So the Ramban gives us a suggestion, source number three in the bold, v'yitachin shiyeh lo simacher l'tzmisis lav b'mocher. Maybe the seller is the one who's violating the lav over here. Shelo yim karena l'chalutin lo mar hareini mocher l'chalolam gam achre yovel. Don't sell it in such a way that you tell the buyer, I'm selling this to you in perpetuity, I don't care about yovel. Even after 50 years from now, it's yours. The afal pisha yovel mafkiya, it's taka true that yovel's going to win, yovel's going to be mafkiya it. His yakas of l'mocher, line O Lishneim, either the pasuk is telling the mocher or the mocher and the lokeach, presumably the Ramban is saying over here, Shelo yasu memkara mutzmisus, even though it's true that it won't really work, Yovel's going to undo it, but the Torah was saying don't try to do it. It was telling the mocher and potentially also the buyer not to do so. Then the Ramban says, what I'm saying right now is really what the Rambam says. You have in source 4 and source 5, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos lo sasei reish chav zayin, and the Rambam in Shemitah v'Yovel, in the beginning of the 11th paragraph of Shemitah v'Yovel. So the Rambam says the same thing, that v'haaretz lo simachu litzmisus is a lav on the sale. The Rambam himself says it's a lav on both the mocher and the lokeach, both of them. Whether or not you get Malkus is a bit of a debate, even in Shitas HaRambam. You see the Mishnah Lamelech there, the Sefer HaChinuch. The question, the Rambam doesn't say you do, doesn't say you don't, but if you look in Sanhedrin, in the 19th parak in the Hilchos Sanhedrin, where the Rambam lists all the lav that get Malkos, he doesn't have this on the list. So that created a little bit of a controversy, whether the Rambam thinks you get Malkos. And then you have to figure out why you would or wouldn't based on that, but we're not going to get into that right now. So the Rambam's Shita is what the Ramban here quotes correctly, is that it's a lav on the seller and the buyer that they shouldn't arrange a deal in such a way that they're trying to sell it for all eternity in perpetuity. So the Ramban takes multiple issues with this Rambam. One thing he notes is that according to the Rambam, it seems that the very fact that you're trying to sell the land, litzmisus, the fact that you explicate during your sale that you want this to last forever past Yovel, that's already your Isser. Just trying to sell it for all eternity, that's already your Avera. Ava'aretz lo simachu litzmisus, Naramban disagrees about that. What's that machlokus about? So this too, it could, we'll see soon that maybe there's good reason to believe this, it could be that this too depends on our earlier chakir that we made in Reb Chaim. If you look in source number 6, you have it. The question was as follows. If you assume that the sale of the land in Eretz Yisrael is in perpetuity, however comes Yovel and his mafkia, undoes that original kinyan, so then if I attempt to sell the land litzmisus, it's not inherently problematic. Because really, every time you sell the land, you are selling it litzmisus. You are selling the land forever. Elama, Yovel's going to come in a few years and undo your kinyan. But really, every sale of land in Israel is for all eternity. Then Yovel comes and undoes it. So the fact that I'm trying to sell it forever, that's really correct. I am selling it forever, and Yovel's going to come and undo it. But if you assume that the mechira in Eretz Yisrael, since there's a pasuk of Ha'aretz lo simachu litzmisus, it's a limitation in the sale. The sale is therefore, by definition, fundamentally only a mechir lezman. It's only a temporary kinyan. So then when I try to sell the land, litzmisus, I try to sell it for all eternity, forever, with no amnas lahachzir, with no mechir mesuyam, lezman mesuyam. So if I do it in that way, in the very sale, and in explicating that that's my desire in the very sale, I am already violating the Ratzon HaTorah of selling it only for a temporary amount of time. So if the Rambam assumes that Mishas HaMechira, there's already a violation of Ha'aretz Lo Simachu Litzmisus in attempting to, and spelling out that you're attempting to sell the land for all eternity, it seems like the Rambam is making the assumption that the whole Mechira, and originally, is only a Mechira Lizman, and you're trying to extend it to a Mechira La'olam. But that's the Isra of Ha'aretz Lo Simachu Litzmisus. So the truth is, if you look in source 6, you have Rambam Chaim, Reb Chaim clears this chakira. Then he quotes our Rambam as the exact mar makom. This is the hechreach that the Rambam holds, that there is a mechir lezman, not a mechir leolam, which goes exactly with what we just said. You look in the last section, the bottom. V'nir d'davar zem izbar mehad d'pasuk Rambam. Mid overim, after he reads the Rambam, mid overim belosa say al maisa mechir atma. The very sale itself is already the avera. Im kein shma mina de gam etzem adin she'ina nimperis litzmisus ve'ein maaseya mo'ilin the ichul ha gam kein behach kra gam kein dina hachi shechayla gam al etzem maisa hamechira atma she'ina nimperis litzmisus. The actual mechira is defined by the fact that Eretz Yisrael is not sold eternally, which means that the etzem mechira is only a mechira lizman. Says the Rambam, if you hold the mechir is only a mechir lezman, this is Reb Chaim who explains this. If you say the mechir is only a mechir lezman, it's only a temporary sale of the land, and then you come and try to undercut that and sell it forever, that's your violation of ha'aretz lo simachi letzmisus. From the very time that you make the sale and you try to do it for all eternity, that's a violation of what the Torah said, which is that you're only allowed to sell land in Eretz Yisrael for a temporary amount of time, mechir lezman. So l'chora, this Rambam also hinges on the chakira that we mentioned in the very beginning from Reb Chaim in terms of how to view the Havka of Yovel come Shnas HaYovel by Chazaras HaSados. Yeah, what's so fascinating and so challenging about this Rambam is that the Rambam again assumes that the Mocher and the Lokeach are both in violation of the Lav of Ha'aretz Lo Simach Litzmisus, right? Then the Rambam says an interesting line over here. If you go back to the Halachos, the Rambam says, Einan Keres Litzmisus, Shneemar Ha'aretz Lo Simach Litzmisus, just a diuk, it's obvious where this is going, but just a diuk. The way the Rambam builds the halacha here is that he doesn't say it's aser limkor, you know, Eretz Yisrael litzmisus. He says Eretz Yisrael hamischak lishvatim, eina nimkeres litzmisus, shenemar ba'aretz lo simach litzmisus. It won't be sold if you do it litzmisus. V'im machar litzmisus, if you did it, shnehem over and below sasei. Both people, the mocher and the lokeach, are both over on the low sasei. So that's what's so fascinating. The Rambam says, you were in violation of a lav, you and the buyer are in violation of the lav. You should know that it won't work. It won't work. So I would have thought, if you say it doesn't work, what does that mean? The sale doesn't go through. The Rambam says, it won't work, meaning it will be sold until Yovel, like any other sale. Then come Yovel, the land will go back to the original owner, just like in any other case. You tried to sell it permanently, the land's going to return to the rightful owner in Shnas HaYovel. So if you flip to the second page over here on the source sheet, the Ramban, we'll start. The Ramban al Torah also says, I just don't know if I have this on the sheet anywhere. The Ramban al Torah, I think I don't. The Ramban al Torah explains the sheet of Rambam that the Rambam is taking a stand on the sugya and Tamura and Daf Dalit through Vav of E Avid Mahani Avid Lo Mahani, meaning whenever the Torah says that there's an Isser, there's a law that you can't do something. So let's say a person Rahman al Tzan violates that law. So he does that prohibited action from the Torah. So is there a chalos? Does the action register? Does it actually work, what he did? Or no, since the Torah said not to do it, it won't work, because the Torah also develops what the metzias is in our world. It's koveh, the metzias, and he tried to violate the Torah, so we're not going to allow it, the Torah won't allow it to register in our world either. So which one is it? Yavid mahani or yavid lo mahani? That's a machlokes, abaye and rava. The Gemara has a difficult time trying to find examples where they're going to have machlokas, but the Gemara assumes that's a machlokas abaye in Rava. Rava assumes e avid lo mahani, meaning if you do something that's aser, it doesn't have a chalos, it doesn't register. Abaye assumes e avid mahani, that if you do an avera, it does register. The question is, according to Rava, if you do something and it doesn't register, why do you get malkos? You didn't do anything, nothing happened. So apparently you get malkos just for, the Gemara says, being over on the Ratzon Hashem. The Ratzon Hashem was not to try to do it. You tried to do it, so you're going to get Malkos for that. Okay, that's a Shas Machlokas. The Ramban suggests that the Rambam here is passing like Rava. Because Rava says, E Ovid Lo Mahani, which means that if you do a Lav, it won't work. So the Rambam says, if you do the Lav, Ha'aretz Lo Simachil Etzmisus, it will not work. Because the land will go back to its original owner when Yovel comes, even though you tried to stipulate that you did not want Yovel to be Mafkia the land. So it's E Ovid Lo Mahani, it will not work. That's what the Ramban suggests. Make sense so far, following that? Okay. The Radvaz, in his commentary on the Rambam here, also says the same pshat in the Rambam. So in the Hasagos, you have in source number 7, in the Hasagos of the Ramban, on the Mitzvahs Losa say of the Rambam, So the Ramban is very bothered by this pshat. He says the pshat in the Rambam, and he says, "Aval inzem is nai yafe besugyahi." It doesn't work in the Gemara because the Gemara has this whole machlokas abayin Rava, and the Gemara spends so much time trying to look for nafkaminas between Rava and Abaye, and the Gemara never once suggests that one of the nafkaminas should be this lav of haaretz lo simacher lets misa. So if the Gemara was trying so hard, we have a pasuk beferish which says there's a lav to do something, and the Rambam apparently thinks that because of the Avid Lamahani, that lav causes the action not to actually come through. The sale doesn't actually work. So that should be listed in the Gemara as a nafkamina between Rav and Abaye, but it's not listed there. So it says the Ramban, it must not really be what's going on in the sugya. It must not be a din in the Avid Lamahani. Additionally, any other question on the Avid Lamahani? So if you say Avid Lamahani, what should you assume would happen? I try to sell the land for all eternity. That's already the Isser at the time I do the sale. So what should happen? The sale should just not go through at all. E-Ovid, Lomahani, I did the Isser to try to sell it in a bad way. So it should be, it's Asr, it's a lav, so the land should just not go through. But the Rambam has this middle Shita. The land goes through in a sale, but it comes back in Yovel. Is that really E-Ovid, Lomahani? This is the Minchas Chinuch has this Kasha. Is that really E-Ovid, Lomahani? But then it should just be Batal from the very beginning, not at the end by Yovel. So there are attempts in the Achronim to answer both of these questions. But maybe instead, the Rambam Shita is really based on something else entirely. I never heard this as a mahalach, but I did hear the maskana of this mahalach from Rav Tversky in the past, that this is the Shita's Rambam. The build-up, though, I didn't necessarily hear from him, so I don't know if he would present it the exact same way. But the Rambam Shita perhaps goes something along the lines of the following. If you look in Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlau's commentary on the Sefer Mitzvot of Rav Sajigon, so he has a whole... Well, he doesn't do anything other than arichus, so it goes without saying that he has an arichus about this mitzvah. And there he notes that many of the Rishonim, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Smag, others, the Sefer HaChinuch, all Rashi, all of the Rishonim have a lav, an iser lav, a mitzvah slosa say, of the aretz lo simachel its misus. But if you look in the Bahag, and if you look in Reb Sajigon, they do not have such a lav. They don't have an iser losa say, of the aretz lo simachel its misus. He gives a few suggestions. But it comes back to something the Ramban says in his Hasagos, the Sefer HaMitzvos, you have it in source number 8. The Ramban says that according to the Baal HaHalachos, the HaHalachos Gedolos, and what Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlau was adding was also true about Rabbi Sajigon, there's not actually a lav in the Torah here. I mean, you do have the word lo, so what do you mean it's not a lav? Well, again, read the Pasuk. V'ha'aretz lo simacher litzmisos. We already noted in two different ways, it's such a strange phrasing. But maybe if you read the Pasuk, it doesn't mean thou shalt not sell the land litzmisos, but rather it means... Exactly, the land shall not be sold, meaning it won't work. It won't happen. If you try to sell the land in Eretz Yisrael, it will not go through. It will not be a sale. That's what we call, there's two things in Sefer HaMitzvos. There's one thing that's called a menia, like a prevention, mem, nun, yud, ayin, hey, which means that we're preventing you from doing something. I mean, the Torah is saying, do not do this, a lav, and a shlila, which means a negation, which means that the Torah is not telling you, thou shalt not do this, but rather, this will not work if you try to do it. So this, says Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlau, and the Ramban says this in the Bahag himself, this is what the Pasuk is really driving at, v'ha'aretz lo simacher lets misus, it won't work. Try your hardest, you can't sell the land of Yisrael for all eternity, the sale simply won't last past the Yovel.
Could it mean that the land will not be fertile, something like that?
Meaning some more, maybe on a different level, not in terms of Pshuto Shel Mikra, we're talking about the sale, you know, in terms of Chol Shemishpat, but maybe on a different level it could have meant that. Yeah, but... This is where the typo was. I told you there's a typo on the sheet. So if you look in source number 11, that Ramban should really be here. I guess it should be source number 9. That Ramban is the Ramban al HaTorah that we started with. So it's a lot more cryptic in the Ramban al HaTorah, Kedarko. But if you read this part of the Ramban al HaTorah, the second half, Anachon Be'enai, so it sounds like, I think that's what he's driving at also. That this idea that it's not really a lav, it's a tam. It's telling us that Kiliya Aretz, it's mine, it's not yours. You can't affect a sale that's against my Ratzon, it won't go through. So Ramban has this opinion. He doesn't hold of it himself, but he has the opinion of the Bahag. Rav Sajigon says it's also the opinion, I'm sorry, Rav Yochanan Fishel Perlau says it's also the opinion of Rav Sajigon. Yeah, you have this concept in other Rishonim, you have in source number 9, a Rashba. The Gemara in Bav Metzia on Ayin Tes is looking for a case in which one sells land in Eretz Yisrael during the Zman, that Yovel is Noeg, and yet Yovel is not going to be Mafkia. So the Gemara goes through a few permutations, and the Gemara ends up saying, Hachab Mayaskinam Bizman She'ena Yovel Noeg. It can't be. There's no case in Eretz Yisrael of selling land that Yovel won't take the land back to the original owner. So the Rashba is bothered. He said, we have a Gemara in Makos which says you could potentially have a case of being Masna, of making a Tanai, a stipulation in your sale, that Shemitah shouldn't be Mishametes on the Karka. So on the ksafim. So why couldn't we say a similar thing here? I make the sale of the land in Eretz Yisrael, and I make a stipulation, a tanai in the deal. My condition is that I'm selling this to you on condition that Yovel shouldn't work. Why doesn't that work? That's what the Rashba is bothered by. So the Rashba says that he had a suggestion. It's really cool because he says he mentioned it to the Ramban. He said, I had a suggestion. El mikan nearly. You can't make such a condition be Yovel. She'ein adam masne al ma she'eino shelo. A person can't make a tanai on something that's not theirs. And that's what the Pasuk says. She'ein kasa biyovel v'ha'aretz lo simacher letzmisos ki li ha'aretz. You have no rights to sell it. It's not yours. So what the Torah was telling us, says the Rashba, and other Rishonim say this as well, the Torah was telling us that there's not only a minia here, but there's a shlilus. The Torah is negating the possibility. It's tying our hands and saying, you can't possibly sell Eretz Yisrael. Lo simacher, like you said before, it shall not be sold. It will not work. The sale won't go through. That's the way, really, to look at the lav as a shlila. In the Arts Lo Simach Lutz Mises, that's what the Rashba continues. And says, "V'kvar danti aleh lefnei Ramban v'docha." He disregarded. He didn't like my pshat, which is consistent with the Ramban in other places as well. Either way, so you see this idea developed in the Bahag. The Ramban has it in the Rasag. The Rechem Fashal Perla has it. You have it in the Rashba here. That the idea is that this lav of Arts Lo Simach Lutz Mises is more than just don't do. It's you can't do. It won't work. It won't go through. It won't happen. It won't be efficient. It won't be effective. So if that's the case, then maybe for the Rambam, both are true. The Torah is certainly telling us a lav. Lo simacher letzmisos, that means that the buyer and the seller are going to be in violation of an iser lo sasei. Maybe they'll even get malkos, maybe not. That's a subject for a different time. They're going to be over on a lav for selling the land and trying to do so letzmisos for all eternity. Additionally, the Torah is saying it in such a way that it's telling us it's also a shlila. It's also negating the possibility that such a sale could ever be effective. But it's lo simacher letzmisos, it won't work. The land won't be sold for all eternity. Now, if you learn it that way, when the Rambam says that the doesn't work, ain mo'ilin, what is it? Ma'asav ain mo'ilin? How does it go? Ve'ain ma'asein mo'ilin. Their action doesn't work. The sale doesn't work. So we said, if it's because of Yavid Lomahani, so let it be batal right then and there. The whole sale shouldn't work. Yavid Lomahani, it doesn't work. But we're saying now, no, it's not that Yavid Lomahani. It's you could pass in like Abaye, Yavid Mahani, the sale does work. Masehin Einam Mo'ilin means that the attempt to try to sell the land for all eternity, the attempt to undercut the Pasuk and say, yeah, I'm going to sell the Aretz L'smisos, that won't work. And come Yovel, that land is going to go right back to its original owner because there is no way to beat the Torah here. You can't beat the system. That's what the Rambam is really trying to convey to us. The Minchas Chinuch really, I think, is driving at this as well. He has different words, so it's maybe he'd say it a little differently, but the Minchas Chinuch, again, in Mitzvah Shin Lamates, I think has the same basic mahalach, and maybe that's the pshat in the Rambam, that there's a lav, but there's also a shlila. There's a negation of the possibility of the land being sold with tzmisas, and that's why the kashas, all the problems with the sugya of Yavid Lomahani, they're not relevant for the Rambam, because that's not where he's coming from. He's just coming from the Pasuk saying that it simply will not work. Yeah, lastly, the Ramban himself. So we mentioned the Rashi that there's a Isra on the Lokeach. We mentioned the Rambam that it's an Isra on the Lokeach and the Mocher to try to sell its Mises. We mentioned the Bahag and the Sajigon that it's not an Isra at all, it's just a Shlilas. And we said the Rambam is sort of a hybrid of those two. So what about the Ramban himself? The Ramban has had an opinion on each one of these opinions itself, but what does he actually hold? What does he think at the end of the day? So if you look in source 10, you have the Ramban in his Hasagos on the Sefer HaMitzvos. So here the Ramban says a different pshat entirely, a very interesting pshat. The Ramban suggests that really the Pasuk of Ha'aretz lo simacher letzmisos, it is a lav, and the lav does mean that you are not allowed to sell the land for all eternity. However, what that describes, he says, is a case of a person who tries to sell the land of Israel or a piece of the land of Israel to a guy, to a non-Jew. If a person tries to sell the land of Israel or a piece of the land of Israel to a non-Jew, the non-Jew doesn't have any sheiches in the midst of Yovel. So what's going to happen come year 50? You're going to have sold the land to a guy who's not going to give it back because he doesn't have the mitzvah of Yovel, so the land will have been sold, letzmisos. Says the Pasuk, va'aretz lo simacher letzmisos. I think the Ramban's lashon is, lo natzmis es ha'aretz. You have this somewhere? Anyone find it? I think somewhere here the Ramban has a lashon like that. Lo natzmis es ha'aretz. You can't make the land be sold, betzmisos. The only way you could possibly accomplish that is by selling to a guy who won't give it back. He's not going to give it back during the Yovel year. When you sell it to him, you're selling it to him for all eternity. That's what the Torah said not to do. So says the Ramban, this Isra of Ha'aretz, Lo Simacher Letzmisos, means that you can't sell it to a non-Jew, because then it will takabi Letzmisos. Okay, the Chinuch has just a very interesting source number 12. I think if we spend time in it, we'd find this in the Ramban too. It's here in source number 10 if you want to find it. I think the Ramban says it himself, but the Chinuch spells it out. And Afkamina is that the Ramban says, when I sell to a guy, they won't return it in Yovel. So therefore, it's Latzmisus. But if I sell it to a guy and say, I want it back in 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, and he agrees to that, you haven't sold it Latzmisus. So you could come up with a case where you could sell that land to the guy, and it would still not be an Isser of Ha'aretz L'simach L'smisus, because you've stipulated that he has to return it. Anyone have a major issue with this Ramban? We already have an Isser of selling land in Eretz Yisrael to Gaim, no? The Pasuk in Parshas Va'eschanan says, Lo Sechanim, which the Gemara of Zar Daf Chaf says has three different possibilities. Three, we have passed like all of them. Three interpretations. One of them is matnas chinam. You can't give a free gift just for fun to a non-Jew. You can't also praise them. You can't say, oh, he has a great shot or he has a beautiful artistry that he's able to create. You're not allowed to praise a non-Jew. And thirdly, lo sitn lahem chaniya ba'aretz. You can't give them a parking spot, literally. You can't give them a place to reside in Eretz Israel, which we assume to mean that you cannot sell the land of Israel to a non-Jew. You can't sell any part of the land of Israel to a non-Jew. This features prominently in the question of heter mechira. Is it heter mechira? Is it an iser mechira? Is that really allowed? Are you allowed to sell Eretz Israel to get rid of the kedusha aretz to help with Shemitah? Or is that a problem of lo sechanim? Without addressing that pressing issue, the question here on the Ramban is, what's the Ramban adding? We already have Lo Sechanim. You can't sell parts of Eretz Yisrael to a non-Jew. So the Pasuk also says, Va'aretz Lo Simach L'Tzmisus. What does that add? So on one angle, it's obvious, meaning Lo Sechanim. Sorry, the other way. If we only had Lo Simach L'Tzmisus, so we would think only if you sell it in perpetuity is it problematic. Lo Sechanim adds that even selling it temporarily is problematic, right? That's fine. But what about the other way? Once you have Lo Sechanim, you don't need Lo Simach L'Tzmisus. So the Chaznish addresses this question. Rav Chaim Kanievsky quotes it in his Derech Emunah here. The Chaznish in Shvi is Chav Dalad Dalad. So he says that Lo Sechanim, this is a Machlokes Rishonim, but Lo Sechanim doesn't apply to a Ger Toshav. A Ger Toshav who's living in Eretz Yisrael, there's no Isser of Lo Sechanim. So based on Lo Sechanim, I'd simply be able to sell land in Eretz Yisrael to a Ger Toshav. However, comes the pasuk of Ba'aretz Lo Simach L'Tzmisus and says that the Ger Toshav is still a guy, which means he's not shayach to the mitzvah of Yovel. Which means if you sell this piece of land to a Ger Toshav, he may be very nice and he may not be the Isser of Lo Sechanim, but Lamaisa, he's not going to give back the land afterwards. So it will be a Mechir L'Tzmisus, a Mechir Olamis. That'll be a violation of this pasuk. So what Lo Simach L'Tzmisus adds is that there's more people you cannot sell to, even a Ger Toshav you can't sell to. Rav Ovadia Yosef in Atshuva Yabia Omer, he quotes this Chaznish, Mi Chacham Echad. I don't know if he was hiding the cover of the Chaznish, I don't know. But he quotes Chacham Echad, who said this pshat, that it's Ger Toshav, like the Chaznish said. And then he says, Aval Inze Mukhrach. It's not the. You can't prove that. Sheyesh Lomer, the Mistama Ger Toshav Yachzer Kaka Biyovel Gidin Torah. A Ger Toshav is probably a nice guy. He probably wants to follow the rules. So he probably will give back the land in Eretz Yisrael during Yovel, if you stipulate that with him. So he doesn't think the Ger Toshav is a good nafkamina, but that's what the Chaznish says this mitzvah would add. I don't know for sure, but four other possible nafkaminas maybe. Again, I haven't looked into any of them, but I'm just throwing them out there for you guys to think about, and then we'll end. Similar to Ger Toshav, the Rishonim discuss whether Lo Sechanim applies only to Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Meaning, let's say you have a secular non-Jew. Are you allowed to give him free gifts, give him a place in Eretz Yisrael, compliment him? That's a machlokas rishonim, based on the smichas aparshios in terms of avodah zarah, where lo sechanim comes up. So assuming that you limit it, usually, lo sechanim, to only ovdei avodah zarah, but a secular, irreligious non-Jew is not problematic lo sechanim, okay, but lo simach haaretz l'smisus teaches you that any non-Jew, doesn't matter his religious affiliation, you wouldn't be allowed to sell him land in Eretz Yisrael, so that would add a dimension to the lav. Additionally, the word Lo Sechanim is darshan as Lo Sitin Lahem Chaniya, which we translate as a parking spot or a place of residence. So this is a discussion the poskim have. It's not clear that we come out Lekula on this, but they talk about this. Whether, let's say I want to sell an office building in Eretz Yisrael, or a piece of land that the guy just wants because he wants to own a piece of land in Israel because, I don't know, whatever, he likes to develop real estate. I don't know. He's not going to use it, though. He's not going to live there. So is that still Lo Sechanim? Or is it only to give a non-Jew a place to reside in Eretz Yisrael? That's Lo Sechanim. So it's not clear that we're makel on that. But if anyone is makel on that, Lo Simachu L'Tzmisa says, even so, you can't sell that land to a non-Jew, because even if they're not going to use it, you can't allow the land to go into non-Jewish ownership for all eternity. Va'aretz Lo Simachu L'Tzmisa. In the other direction, Reb Chaim Kanievsky is medayik in the Rambam that the Isser of Lo Simachu L'Tzmisa only applies to Mechira. Lo Simachu L'Tzmisa. What about a gift? What if I just give a matanas Eretz Yisrael to a non-Jew? So that wouldn't be a violation of Haaretz Lo Simachu L'Tzmisa. It would be a problem of Lo Sechanim. And the other question is basically, Lo Simachu L'Tzmisa only applies when Yovel is Noheg, obviously, because the whole din is based on the fact that during Yovel, the land is supposed to come back to the rightful owner. Lo Sechanim should apply even when Yovel is not Noheg. So there are major differences, four or five major differences between Lo Sechanim and Haaretz Lo Simachu L'Tzmisa. The Ramban thinks this is an expansion on that Isser of selling land to a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael. So that's what he thinks the pasuk is coming to say. So we have Rashi on the Lokeach, Rambam, the Mocher, and the Lokeach, the Bahag, and Reb Sajigon, that nobody has a lav, it's just a shlilus, it just negates it. And then you have this funny Ramban, that it's really a din, it's an Isser, that you can't sell the land of Eretz Yisrael or any part of it to a non-Jew. Okay, we'll stop here.